Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 19th. Happy Missions Monday. Also, happy last week of school to many of you. And I don't know if it's happy for the parents or not, but I'm excited for you as you approach the summertime. Let's go over our memory verse before we get started today. John chapter 14, verse 6. And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I'm not really sure what version that is because I said it from memory, so I may have gotten you off a word or two here or there, but just go back to the purpose of why we're memorizing or internalizing these verses. It's to remind ourselves of who God is. And we know that God came in the form of a human, our Lord Jesus, and he's saying to us, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, I am the life." And so as we read God's word together, Lord, would you illuminate our hearts to see you as the truth and the way and the life. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40 in the English Standard Version. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the law and the prophets." Here Jesus is summarizing the Old Testament with two commands: love God and love others selflessly. How can we apply this on a Mission Monday? Well, as we think about our mission as followers of Jesus to help them flourish, to help people flourish in the gospel, we know that this mission starts with love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Mark chapter 14, verses 66 through 72. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene, Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. I identify with Peter's fragility. He is a very fragile human. He thinks he is so bold with Jesus, and he thinks he knows, and he says, "I will never deny you." And yet, when the going gets rough, did I say that metaphor correctly? I'm not sure. When Peter is in a challenging situation, he quickly denies that he knows Jesus. And so with Peter, we pray, Lord, we do love you. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to experience you as the risen Christ and be emboldened to not deny you in our words or our actions. Let's finish up today with Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3. When a man's folly brings his way to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Yesterday in services, we commissioned the summer mission trip teams, and we want to be praying for them today because it is Missions Monday. First, we want to pray for the family of the church mission trip to Orlando, Florida. So there are teens that are going with Joel as a chaperone. There are families. There are grandparents. There are single adults and a lot of different people in different ages and stages of life who are coming together as the family of faith to go to Orlando, Florida. And we'll be doing sports camps in the morning with VBS elements. And we're helping a church plant there that has about 50 people. And our goal is to help them have visibility in their community and hopefully more people to join in with them as they are trying to reach their neighborhood for the gospel. Then we also want to pray for Builders for Christ mission trip that's going to Sterling, Massachusetts. Oftentimes, our team goes on the same week every summer and works on the HVAC and the roof and also helps in the kitchen to feed all of the hungry workers. It's a wonderful trip, and so we want to be praying alongside them as well. Finally, let's think about our mission as believers. Jesus states it really clearly when he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." Will you pray with me? Father, we lift our hearts to you, and we proclaim your praise. You are praiseworthy. We don't get it right often. We're like Peter. But we turn our hearts to you even now and ask for your grace and your mercy, knowing that we come to the throne of grace, that you are the definition of grace. So we thank you. Father, we pray for the family mission trip to Orlando, Florida. We ask that you would go before us and you would prepare our way, that we would have fruitful relationships and interactions with the community around the church plant where we're headed, and that you would help us to be conduits of your love and grace. We pray as well for the Builders for Christ mission team going to Sterling, Massachusetts. Lord, help them to build well, to use their skills for your glory, and also to be a light to those who drive by. Lord, we pray that today we would focus in on what really matters. You would help us to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, realizing that anyone we encounter is our neighbor. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.